Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good news, finally. Some people have accused this show of just being 4 hours of bad news on a daily basis. And yesterday, sure, there was a lot of shaming each other for a variety of things that went bad in our lives, and that will happen from time to time.
Just but another day.
We like to spotlight the good things that happen here as well. Every once in a while, there's a good thing. Jake the Nerd, who, as you know, is on a bit of a weight loss journey now. He's lost a ton of weight. He's now really feeling himself.
Starting to be like, man, he doesn't look like our Jake anymore.
Yeah, he's a shell of his former self, but he feels, that's not a compliment, but he feels great about himself, so much so that he is re-upped on all the dating. I mean, he's
like shaving every day. His hair, he's like, you know, he looks kempt now.
He's all baby-faced. He looks like a nice, well-groomed lesbian.
Thank you.
He does. By far, look like the best lesbian on the show.
He really does.
And I've been the best lesbian on the show for years.
Yeah, we did an experiment a few years ago. We put Allie's picture on a lesbian dating app and Jake's, and Jake got so much more action than Allie. And that was wild. Like, Allie got I don't even think you got any matches, and Jake was...
I did get matches. Shut up.
You did?
I don't remember.
I don't think you did. I think the only person you matched with was Jake. You're like, I got one. Right? That's Jake. It's fake Jake. Yeah. So Jake is, been dating now, and he claims that he is about to go on his third. And some argue that is the most important of the dates, the third date.
Yeah, and how is it going, Jake? Because I think you were a little nervous about even talking about this on the show because you feel like as soon as you do bring it up with us, your relationships tend to crash and burn. And
that's
not necessarily our fault.
100% of the time. Anytime he's brought up...
100% your fault.
Now, it is the curse of the show mush. But, Jake, let's be honest. Many of the women you've gone out with were as a result of this show. So this is the curse that sometimes gives.
Well, actually, it's because of the show, too. I actually met her getting audio on the street.
Oh, I hope it's Joyce.
Are you dating Joyce?
Is it Joyce with the pits?
You better believe it.
Oh, man. You love smelling her pits so much.
She's the best.
I'll get them pits and them slits.
Wait, you were out.
So where are you taking me tonight?
I'm real. Can't help you bring your rag. I'm all moist.
I got a tiny towel for you, Joyce.
You were out getting audio for this show and you met someone in the streets?
Yeah, I met her at the bar I go to, yeah.
Cool. Okay, it's nice to meet somebody in real life.
Have we actually ever played or used the audio?
We didn't use her audio, no.
Oh, well then she must have been a dud.
She was just boring enough for you.
If I cut her out,
what happened was, because it was like a normal conversation, but what happened was when I was done talking to her, we talked for like 25 minutes after that.
Oh, you could have been getting better audio.
Yeah, but that was just a normal conversation. It wasn't like...
Was she wasted?
Sorry?
Was she drunk?
No, she wasn't.
Oh.
Okay, so she didn't know about the show. She has no knowledge of your job at the time or anything like that, right?
Right.
So do you feel like that's a plus? Because, you know, your track record has been people who do know about the show or even met you through the show and were already listeners. So do you feel like this is a point in the pro column?
I do think it's a point in the pro column, yeah.
More importantly, so we can talk crap about her on the air and no one will listen. Yeah, that's great.
So she will not listen to this conversation?
Pretty sure, no, she will not.
Cool.
Great. Love it.
Love it.
What does she look like?
I think she looks like a hotter Kristen Dunst.
Huh. Okay. Okay. And did you ask her out after that initial meeting, or how did the first date happen?
I asked her. Oh, yeah. We contacted over social media, and then I asked her if she wanted to go out to grab a beer on Cinco de Mayo.
Hold on. You met her face to face, which is a very old school way to meet people. And then after the fact, you tracked her down, or she gave you her hand. She said, "Here's my."
she Googled, like, Jake K-Rock, I guess, and found my Instagram, and then, like, liked one of my things, and I started following her, and then I messaged her on Instagram.
That's interesting, because some argue that that is a little bit of initiative, and that's cute and romantic, and others would argue if that happened the reverse way, it's creepy and weird and stalkerish.
Yeah, but Johnny said that most people, before you share your phone numbers, when you're dating someone new, you really just share your handles.
Share?
That's true. You got to go from Instagram, then you graduate to the phone number.
Right,
but once again, she didn't give, there was no exchange of Instagram. It was research was done behind the scenes after the fact.
She was cookie crumbing him. Or breadcrumbing him. So
yeah.
She could do that.
So Jake, you get a random message from her, and she goes, hey, I tracked you down?
Not even a message. It was a like. And then I was like, oh, that's that girl I was just talking to. And I was kind of bummed out that I didn't ask for her contact, so I followed her, and then she followed me back, and then I was able to message her.
And what was your first message? Can you read it to us exactly as you wrote it?
Oh, God, maybe. Hang on.
I can't wait.
This is going to be terrible.
We should go out sometime. When?
I'm not fat anymore. Don't look at my pictures starting 2 weeks ago.
What is it?
Hang on.
Probably hit her with the whole thing. What's your favorite Tool lyric?
Yeah.
I said, good meeting you Friday night. I'll send you a link if you make it on air.
Ooh.
Oh, so you used the show.
I already
again.
Cut her down.
Yeah. So she didn't make it on air. She had to drop the news that her answer was boring. I got to find.
That's not a bad message because it's referencing how they met and, hey, it was just a way to create contact again, right?
Jake, what was the, if you remember, what were you out trying to get audio for?
I was getting Pope audio.
Pope audio. I have that here. Let's see here. What was her answer? What was her name?
Well, it's not going to be listed by a name.
Okay, what did she talk about?
That would make too much sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you some options. You tell me which one of these is her. Pope rolling paper, Pope beer pickle chips, Pope flavored bread.
Oh, wait, maybe it wasn't the Pope. I forget what it was. It was Friday night.
Pope chicken burgers.
Pope. I can't remember. Oh, I guess it wasn't Pope. It was something else.
Pope, oh my God. Wrong. Pope deep dish. Are any of these her?
I think Jake would date a Pope deep dish.
Yeah, no, because let's see.
I know what it was. It was Cinco de Mayo audio because Cinco de Mayo was coming up on Monday, so it was the audio about what does Cinco de Mayo celebrate. That's what it was.
Got it. Okay, and so when you had a beer for Cinco de Mayo and things went well.
Things went well, yeah. Then I made another date with her to go to a rock shop. And that went great.
Right,
a crystal shop?
Yeah, crystal shop. Yeah.
I may have found this audio. This is Jake meeting his new love interest. Is it Cinco Joyce?
It's not Cinco Joyce.
Because I'll play you that right now.
What's your name?
Joyce.
Joyce from where?
Joyce from Burbank.
Hey,
Joyce.
Jake, I hear the chemistry there. That's hot.
I'll send you the link if you make it on air.
A long lost soulmate.
Joyce,
previously Long Island. Go Island.
Joyce, can you tell me what Cinco de Mayo is celebrating?
I don't know. I'd have to Google that.
There she is.
Chemistry. She's got butterflies.
That's hot right there. You can tell in the snort right there that she's really into you.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to this.
A lot of the places are having celebrations. There are a few places here in Burbank. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention names, so. But yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's good stuff.
She sounds
right
dehydrated
there.
And into you.
Jake, I'm going to give you a serious question because I want to find out who this is. Is it Cinco Mexican people?
I can't remember, man.
Cinco Christmas?
Does she know that it's a date? 626 wanted to know. Does she know that you guys are dating or does she think you're just hanging out at a rock shop?
Well, I think it was definitely a date because she mentioned something about her like changing an outfit to look nicer.
Oh, okay.
And she looked great.
So has anything happened? What base have you gotten to?
Like, not even first yet. We're, like, kind of just, like, almost barely holding hands, like, kiss on the
holding
cheek.
Holding hands? What are you, in fourth grade?
Oh, I love it!
That is so sad. Holding hands to what?
But she is coming over tomorrow night to watch a movie.
Oh. Okay, so is that date number three?
What movie?
That is date number three. She's a big fan of comedy, so I suggested one of the best comedies of the 90s is Nothing to Lose with Martin Lawrence and Tim Robbins.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
It's a good movie.
That's going to be game over right there.
Jackson is smash. This has smash written all over it.
I mean, if she is, the third date is still
she
kind
went
of...
to a rock shop with Jake.
Well,
why
yeah,
she
but...
not smash?
Girls love rock shops. Did you buy her a rock?
I did not, nuh-uh.
They're saving that, Allie, for after the 1996 comedy smash, Nothing to Lose.
Cool.
Well, that's an
Bulletproof,
so. Ironic pick for a movie, by the way, a lot of people pointing out. But all right, well, Jake, congratulations. So third date, there's been no hooking up, but third date is the big one. That is the determining date. I mean, that's when things, a lot of people say, I don't sleep with anyone until the third date. This is date number three.
But we haven't even kissed yet either, so
It's nice that they're taking it slow. I mean, it's kind of traditional, right? It's nice that Jake's doing that, because his last love interest or interest was just, let's smash and then text each other later. So this is complete opposite
what,
of that.
What night is the date, Jake? So we know when to make a note to remind you to talk about it?
Yeah, you can blow up my phone tomorrow night.
Great. Everyone, take a moment.
Can't wait to hear how Joyce is in bed.
Send some prayers for Jake the Nerd. He's going on a...
I sure am wet.
Third date. This is very exciting. Here's a preview of what that will sound like. Oh, Joyce. Wow. You are a freak. All right.
Yeah, I want to hold her hand.
We'll be back with your ADD news and your first pair of tickets to see the great Jack White tonight, sold out show at the Palladium. We'll do that after this break on K-Rock.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.